Unit 3, Lesson 1. Students and Studies. Practice 1. A Lesson Learned. Words You Need to Know.
Drastic. Drastic. Hug. Hug. Allowance. Allowance. Whipping. Whipping.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the story and match the events in the following two columns. The events in column A always happened before those in column B.
My parents were always telling me to raise my grades, but they would never tell me how. After getting one bad report card after another, I knew I had to do something drastic. When my December card arrived with 3 C's, 2 D's and an F, I was afraid to show it to my mother. That's when I came up with the brilliant idea of changing the F to an A. It was really quite simple, just to give the F another leg. When I showed the card to my mother, she was very excited to see the one good grade. She gave me a hug and a kiss, and, most important of all, a bigger allowance. Everyone was happy in my house, until 2 nights later, when the phone rang. My mother answered it, listened, and then looked at me, with blood in her eyes. She told me that there were some things much worse than failing, and that cheating was one of them. I tried to argue. I said she was the one who had told me to change my grades. That made her really angry, and she said that I knew that's not what she meant. Then she gave me a whipping and took away my allowance for a month. Since then, I have learned to make the grade, not change it on the card. Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the story again and answer each of the following questions in no more than 10 words. 1. According to the speaker, what did his parents fail to do? 2. What scores did the speaker have on his December card? 3. What did he do to the card? 4. What was the speaker's argument when his mother looked at him with an angry look? 5. What was the lesson learned after his trick had been exposed? 6. Who do you think called the speaker's mother?
Practice 2. Talking about college days. Words you need to know.
Waste. Waste. Air conditioned. Air conditioned. Demonstration. Demonstration. Scary. Scary. Arrest. Arrest. Ceremony. Ceremony. Skip. Skip.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the conversation and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F. The following is a conversation between one woman, Grace, and two men, Martin and Curtis. Martin, what do you remember most about our college days?
Oh, I remember most.
Curtis's hair, down to his waist.
I remember how Grace looked.
What?
She always had a flower painted on her face. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Now, wait. Let's not forget about Martin and his air-conditioned blue jeans. I never saw anybody with more holes in their jeans than Martin.
They're a classic. I still have those blue jeans.
Still have them? I don't believe it. That's incredible.
And I still wear them too. You know, I was just thinking about the most important thing that happened in college. The most important thing? You mean the time we got arrested?
Yeah, you know, that's my best memory. That peace demonstration. You know, somehow getting arrested for something you believe in isn't scary at all.
No, it isn't at all. But it did help that there were 500 other students getting arrested along with us.
That's true.
That was a great day, though.
Hey, you all remember our last day of college?
Graduation? What's to remember? None of us went to graduation.
Do you regret that? That after all these years you skipped out on the ceremony?
Not me. I don't think we missed anything that day.
No, nothing at all. And that picnic that the three of us had by the stream, remember?
That was great.
Drinking wine, playing guitar, singing. Oh, that was worth more to me than any graduation ceremony.
That was the best graduation ceremony there could have been.
Mm-hmm.
One. Grace is very proud of her hair, which is down to her waist. Two. All of them got arrested once, and that was not very terrifying. Three. They got arrested for something they believe in, and were released because they gave up their belief. Four. None of them regret that they skipped out on the graduation ceremony. Five. Three main things have been mentioned in the conversation.
Exercise two. Directions.
Listen to the conversation again and fill in the table.
Exercise three. Directions.
Fill in the blanks with the information you hear on the tape.
Practice three. The informality in American classes. Word you need to know.
Informality. Informality.
Exercise one. Directions.
Listen to the passage and give as many examples as you can about the informality in the American classroom. There are six in the passage.
When students from other countries come to the United States, they are sometimes shocked at the informality in American college and university classes. For example, American professors do not dress up, and they generally call students by their first names. Students can speak out in class where they do not even need to raise their hands. In addition, in many schools, students can drink coffee, tea, juice, or soft drinks during classes. Foreign students can usually get used to these differences easily. However, two examples of American informality are very difficult for some foreign students to understand. First, students sometimes call their teachers by their first names. Instead of calling a teacher Mr. Smith or Professor Johnson, they call them Tom or Barbara. In some countries, it is not possible for students to first name their teachers. Second, American students sometimes criticize the ideas of their teacher. They might also give their teachers suggestions about changing something in the class. In many countries, students cannot openly criticize their teachers or classes. Thus, some foreign students feel shocked, embarrassed, and uncomfortable in American classrooms. They have two choices. One, they can imitate the behavior of the American students, but in this case, they might feel uncomfortable and disrespectful. Two, they can continue to follow the customs from their home countries. But in this case, the American teachers and students might think that the foreign students are too formal or too quiet. What is the solution to this problem? There is no easy answer. However, time will help to solve the problem, because foreign students will become accustomed to the new behavior. Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and complete the following diagram.
Exercise 3. Directions.
Listen to the passage for the third time and decide which is the best answer to each of the questions. 1. What is not the feeling of the foreign students in American classrooms? 2. What is Professor Edward A. Johnson usually called by his students? 3. What is American students' attitude toward their teachers? 4. How would a foreign student feel if he tried to imitate the behavior of the American students? 5. How can this problem be solved according to the passage?
Lesson 2. School Education. Practice 1. Course Study. Words you need to know.
Correspondence. Correspondence. Secretarial. Secretarial. Shorthand. Shorthand. Accounting. Accounting. Bookkeeping. Bookkeeping.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and answer the following questions briefly.
So you were studying for, let me see, how long? 4 years altogether? Can you tell me a little about that course?
Well, it was a very tough course. I did English for the whole 4 years, of course, so at the end, well, I was quite good. And business correspondence, which I did in the second year and third year, was really just English too. And I did just 1 year of French in the fourth year, but I learned to meet people or answer the telephone. Then there was 3 years of secretarial practice, starting in the second year, and 3 years of shorthand. That started from the beginning, but even at the end of the third year I wasn't very good at it. And, well, I suppose the other subjects just fitted around that. Accounting in year 3 and 4, economics in the first and second, and bookkeeping in the second year, before we started accounting.
1. What does the woman think of her course? 2. What does she think of her English at the end? 3. How about her French? How do you know? 4. How about her shorthand? Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again. While you are listening, put a tick in the table to indicate when she studied each subject.
Exercise 3. Directions.
Listen to the passage for the third time and answer the following questions briefly. 1. What job do you think the woman is qualified for? Why do you think so? 2. Why do you think the man wants to know what the woman studied?
Practice 2. Who wins? Words you need to know.
Convention. Convention. Counterpart. Counterpart. Snicker. Snicker. Squeeze. Squeeze. Rival. Rival. Yell. Yell. Outdone. Outdone. Look out. Look out.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the tape and write down the sentences you hear. 1. Here comes the conductor. 2. Two groups of students boarded a train. 3. One of the engineers knocked on the math major's door. 4. The math students boarded the returning train with only one ticket. 5. The conductor took the single ticket that was passed under the door.
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage and put the sentences in Exercise 1 in the right order according to the tape.
Two groups of students, math and engineering majors, boarded a train that was headed for a technical convention. each of the math majors had a ticket, but their engineering counterparts had only one ticket between them. The math majors were snickering at this when an engineering student shouted, "Here comes the conductor!" With that, all the engineering majors squeezed into a bathroom. The puzzled math students watched as the conductor collected their tickets, then knocked on the bathroom door and said, "Ticket, please." The conductor took the single ticket that was passed under the door and left. Not to be outdone, the math students boarded the returning train with only one ticket. And again they laughed, because this time their rivals had no ticket at all. When the engineering lookout yelled, "Conductor coming!" all the engineers crowded into one bathroom, while the math majors piled into another. Then, before the conductor entered the car, one of the engineers came out of his bathroom and knocked on the math major's door. "Ticket, please," he said. Exercise 3. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and find the near synonyms of the following words from the passage.
Practice 3. Overseas students in the UK. Words you need to know.
Administrative. Administrative. Leeds. Leeds. Manchester. Manchester.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and answer the following questions briefly. In 1980 to 1981, there was a total of 108,610 students from all other countries studying in the UK. They were mainly from the Commonwealth group of countries, the countries belonging to the European Economic Community, otherwise known as the EEC, or Common Market, and other foreign countries. Just under one-third of all students who came to the UK in 1980 studied at a university, either as an undergraduate or as a postgraduate. Altogether, there were 31,496 students. Just over one-third of these students studied at five English universities. Most were at London University, where there were 6,778. Then came Leeds University, where there were 1,220, while 1,130 were at Manchester University. At Oxford University there were 1,101 students, and finally at the University of Manchester Institute of Science and Technology, known as UMIST, there were 1,035. Finally, the three most popular subject areas studied at university by undergraduate and postgraduate students combined were, firstly, engineering and technology, studied by 9,552 students. This was followed by social, administrative, and business studies, studied by 6,951 students. And finally, science subjects, studied by 6,253.
1. Where did the foreign students mainly come from? 2. Totally, how many university students were from foreign countries in the UK in 1980 to 1981? 3. What is the percentage of all foreign students who studied at five English universities in 1980? 4. What is the original form of UMIST? Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the first part of the passage again and complete the table with the information you get from the recording.
Exercise 3. Directions.
Listen to the second part of the passage again and complete the table with the information you get from the recording.
Practice 4. Education in Britain. Words you need to know.
Comprehensive. Comprehensive. Certificate. Certificate. Professional. Professional. Occupation. Occupation.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
In Britain, most of the control over the organisation of education is in the hands of local, not central, government. The result is that the system can vary from area to area. All children, however, have to go to school at the age of 5 and stay there until they reach the school leaving age, which is 16. Children start their education in a primary school, where they usually stay until they are 11. They then move on to a comprehensive school. In some areas, however, they go to a middle school at about the age of 10 and then move to a comprehensive school when they are 13. Middle schools are larger than primary schools, but smaller than comprehensives. They aim to prepare students for the larger, more formal comprehensive schools. In a few areas, children are still selected according to their ability. They have to take an exam at the age of 11 called the 11 plus. Those who pass go to a grammar school. Those who fail go to a secondary modern school. Most children take examinations when they are 16. At the moment, there are two types of exams: O, ordinary levels, and CSEs, Certificate of Secondary Education. Most children leave school after these exams, but the more successful students stay on and take 2 or 3 A, advanced level, exams when they are 18. If they do well in these, they may go to university or into a professional occupation.
1. The local government has the control over the organisation of education. 2. Children can leave school at the age of 16. 3. Middle schools are the largest among the schools. 4. All children in Britain are selected according to their ability. 5. Most children take examinations at 16. 6. Those who do well in A-level exams can go to university.
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and fill in each blank with the information you get from the recording.
Quiz 1. Part A. Directions.
In this part, you will hear 8 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will hear a question about what was said. Listen carefully and decide which of the 4 choices is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Did you go to the big sales at Spencer's yesterday?
I had to visit my aunt in the hospital. Question. What does the woman mean?
2.
How long did you have for the English exam?
We were allowed 1 hour and a half, but I finished in less than half the time.
Question. How much time did the student probably spend on the exam?
3.
Hello, 371-5525.
Hello, this is John Smith calling from Chicago. May I speak to Mr. Smith, please?
Question. What kind of call is it?
4.
That's $7.25 on the meter and $1 extra for the suitcase.
Okay, here's $10. Keep the change. Question. How much is the tip?
5. Can you please tell me where I'd find gym shoes?
Yes, they'd be in the sportswear department at the back of the store. Question. What is the man doing?
6.
Tom, I was told that your wallet was lost.
Mine wasn't, but Mike told me Bill's was.
Question. Whose wallet was lost?
7.
Why are you so late? I've been waiting for more than an hour.
I'm terribly sorry. I overslept and missed the bus.
Question. Why was the man late?
8.
John, did you pick up your clothes from the laundry today?
No. My brother stopped for them on his way home.
Question. What happened to the clothes?
Part B. Directions.
In this part, you will hear 4 short statements. Each statement will be read just once. Listen carefully and decide which of the 4 choices is the closest in meaning to the statement you heard.
9. The train was due at 11:15, but it has been delayed a quarter of an hour.
10. Jane found the trip from New York to California very tiring.
11. George likes the brown shirt better than the green one.
12. Mr. Brown takes pictures for a living.
Part C. Directions.
In this part, you will hear 3 short passages. Each passage will be read twice. After each passage, you should pause the recorder and try to write down its main points in your own words.
Passage 1. When Jimmy was a boy, he always liked watches and clocks very much. When he was 18 years old, he went to the army, and after a year there, he began to learn to mend watches. Passage 2.
Mr. Smith was a teacher at a school in a big city in northern England. He usually went to France or Germany for a few weeks during his summer holidays, and he spoke French and German quite well.
Passage 3. I am a student at Washington University. I am very busy with my studies, but I always find time to write several letters every week. I like to receive mail, and you have to write letters if you want to hear from your friends. Part D. Directions.
In this part, you will hear 2 passages. Each passage will be read twice. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. After you hear a question, you should either decide which of the 4 choices is the best answer to the question you heard, or answer the question in your own words according to the passage. The questions you should answer are also printed in your book, but you should read them only after you hear them from the tape. Frankly, Sandra, I'm not very pleased with you. I don't know. It's something about the way you approach your work, your attitude to it, that worries me.
Oh, really? How do you mean?
Well, you don't seem to respond to me very well. In fact, I find that you're not easy to work with. Yes, really, Sandra, I find you rather difficult.
I'm sorry you think that way.
The point is, and I think I should be truthful with you, I can't honestly recommend somebody for promotion who doesn't take an active interest in their work. You can see that, can't you, Sandra?
Yes, I can, and I'm sorry. I thought I was doing my best.
Maybe, but you don't seem to enjoy your work. I mean, are you happy at LTV? Perhaps you need a change. Have you ever thought about working somewhere else? You know, a different sort of job.
Well, no, it's not that. I like it here. I like working for LTV. I think television is exciting. It's just that my job, what I do, seems so boring, so repetitive. I don't feel as if I'm getting anywhere.
I see. Yes, I think I understand how you feel. I'm glad you told me, but you've got to realize, Sandra, that we can't all do exciting work all the time.
Yes, I know that.
Look, this is what I think we'd better do. Bill Fletcher, who deals with audience reaction and research, wants someone to help him on door-to-door interviews and so on. We might be able to fit you in somewhere there. What do you think about that?
Questions. Question 13. What does Sandra think of her present job? Question 14. How can you describe the woman talking to Sandra? Question 15. What kind of job does Sandra probably like to do? Question 16. What job does the woman recommend Sandra to do? Passage 2. Computers are causing a new revolution on university campuses today. At this moment, students throughout North America are editing term papers on computers. They are calculating statistics. They are writing reports. They are designing new products, all on personal computers. Today's computer revolution is a major force on campus. In fact, students who don't own computers often feel that they are at a disadvantage. In many cases, they have to borrow one or pay for time at a computer center. Personal computers are very common, and throughout North America, certain colleges and universities are now requiring students to buy their own. Some educators don't like today's emphasis on computers. They recognize the importance of computer literacy, but they don't believe in doing everything by computer. Most students prefer the computer, however. As psychology student Kevin McFarley says, "Right now I'm completing a project for a statistics class. I don't mind calculating statistics manually. Without the computer, though, this project would take weeks to finish. At this moment, the computer is doing some calculations that would take me 2 weeks to figure. How can a human being compete with that?"
Question 17. What is the attitude of some educators toward computers? Question 18. Which of the following can be taken as an example to show that the use of computers is emphasized? Question 19. What can be the best title for the passage? Question 20. What does Kevin McFarley say about computer calculation?